Hey, man, we are here, man. Peace, y'all. This is the Views from the 7 podcast. We are alive. We are here. Shit. Hey, man, this I got a shout out, man. It's been a this is probably one of the best weekends of my life, man. I want to shout everybody out, man. That was hitting me up for support.
He's moving and grooving again.
Hitting me up for support, you know what I mean? Asking if I was all right and shit, you know what I mean? I did well, though, man. You know, my liver took a beating. I've been recovering. You know, the sodium is going down. And man, but shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to, you know, Fresco and his fiance.
Fresco.
You know, shout out to them, man. That was dope, man, to do that, you know, with us and shit. He did it super smooth, man. No one knew that was really coming.
Yeah.
Cause he was, you know, he had plans and shit. So shout out to him, man, for, you know, doing that, man. Shout out to the environment, you know, shout out to Cork, man. Shout out to everybody, man. That shit was live, man.
Dude, like a time was had.
It was so fun. Like,
I believe it.
Literally, that was probably one of the best times that I've had going out in Vegas.
Yeah, you popped out for a little minute with Floyd Mayweather haircut.
Well, hot second, man. My haircut appointment Friday, baby. Give me two days.
But shit, man.
That shit got ugly too. You was right. The niggas was like, they PTSD kicked in.
See? Nigga, I told, man, it's like some fucking, we was in front of Skinny Crib, man. You just, when that moment, when them Spidey senses start, it's time to get up out of here. All this, you know what I'm saying? Why if you doing all this motherfucking, man, if y'all shut the fuck up, man, it's time to go, man. All this motherfucking talking you doing, man.
Yeah. By the time I walked to the other side of the parking lot, I think it was like, yeah, y'all gotta get out of here. Say, yep, say less.
Yeah, no, I was told somebody was trying to sneak a pistol in. You know what I'm saying? But hey, man, it be like that sometimes, man. You know, you have a great time, but you gotta be aware of your surroundings. Sunday ought to have been done.
So you was loaded Sunday.
Oh my God, I was told up Sunday.
Was you hungover Monday?
Nah, I really wasn't. I was surprised because I drank a lot.
And not only were you drinking a lot, you were mixing.
I wasn't trying to, but.
He started out with mimosas. We had three liters of pineapple mimosas.
Bad bitch.
And then he would start taking shots of Hennessy. Then he switched to Casamigos. Like, I didn't know where we was going with that.
With the hookah. It worked out. Dr. Martin Luther King ass nigga. This nigga been posting what hookah do to your lungs and shit. I'm like, who is this nigga supposed to be, nigga? They told this nigga to be Bill Nye after I kick it.
It was a weed post with the bone in the background. I was like, this sounds completely different now.
Turned into a DARE officer.
Yeah.
I want people to know what's going on, man. That's it. Make informed bad decisions.
You're just judging. You ain't
hella judgy.
No, judging me.
Trying to get judgy out no
Bundy.
Information.
I do, man.
Judgy Bundy,
man. People to know what they got going on.
But yeah, man. Do you be knowing, Skinny? How you know?
Know what?
Like when you at a function and you some shit might be popping off. Like, how do you know?
I feel like it's just because you've been around it so much, you can just sense it in the room. Like, you see one nigga move funny, you be like, yep. Time to get up out of here.
Yeah, man. Shit, that shit went off fast, too. Being one of my partners, man, out there, man. Shout out to CJ and his wife, too, man. But one of my partners, man, we just gave eye contact. Yep. Started to go and wifey drunk, talkative and shit. I'm like, man, shut the fuck up.
What night was that?
It's
Saturday
time
night?
To Saturday night. Go. Yeah.
But y'all have to realize, like, I'm usually socially awkward. So, like, when I start drinking, that's when I'm not in my head so much. And then that's
You're
when I just talk to
person.
Everybody. I just talk to everybody. So that's why.
Clearly. Yeah.
That drink, you get a whole nother Shana.
Yeah. A whole nother Shana.
Oh, I've been cool lately. Yeah. Been cool,
I didn't want to be Omar and shit, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna die! You know what I'm saying? But, Yeah, man. And shout out to everybody, man. We kicked it, man. You know, one of them moments, man, you know, me and wife have been together so long, man, I just, you know, she started drinking and shit, right? You know, she get in my ear and she be like, ooh, I'm going to do, ooh, I can't wait till you get home. We going to do, ooh. Like, man, shut the fuck. We going to sleep.
He said, oh, I know what that means. I said, what, we going to go to sleep? And we both fell out laughing.
Yeah. Boy, I mean, we went to, nigga. So my PTSD already up. It's up. And once it's up, it's up. Yeah. It take a while. Not when we leave the parking lot. It takes a minute. Yeah. But to go down, then we get to motherfucking Boston. We go to the Boston Pizza spot. You know, that's our after hour spot, man. You know what I mean? To
right downtown.
Tone alcohol down. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tone alcohol down. You know, greasy and shit.
It's definitely greasy.
I said, oh, this motherfucker.
She's in the sleep.
Nigga gone.
In the car?
At the table.
Oh, y'all went in to eat.
Yeah, no, we go in. Yeah, I ain't in no car. What?
Oh yeah, no, I get that shit to go.
That shit hilarious.
No, it takes too long. Sorry, it's already a 20-minute wait. So yeah, that's we crazy. At the table. As soon as we at the table, every 5 minutes she get up. Can we go? Like, man, I'm finna eat. I'm already mad in the motherfucker, man. So, but yeah, man. Shout out to everybody, man. We enjoyed ourselves, man. I you know. Got a little teary eyed for a minute. That shit was dope, man. The karaoke shit was dope, man, because everybody started singing to their girl and shit. You know, that shit was hard. That shit was hard.
The funniest. So when I was watching, like, I listened yesterday just to the story, because I'm watching your story and shit. When you singing and you sitting there.
Yeah.
And then when you said you got teary eyed, I see Shana came up. I was like, that's like a funeral right now.
What's going on? Hey, bro,
she
I was
to consult you.
So I had a
like, this is wild.
I sang Don't Leave Me, right? The Blackstreet joint, Don't Leave Me. I did Don't Leave Me and I did Where I Want to Be.
While your wife was holding your hand. That
yeah, she like walked
amazing.
Up and shit. I don't know what she was on. Shit, right?
One of your friends was like, girl, you better go up there and hype your man up. I was like, he all right. And then she like basically dragged me up, so I had to go.
Yeah, so I'm already
and
drunk.
My two step that I got.
Gone.
That's all I got.
At this point, nigga, this nigga CJ up there. Nigga, they didn't turn the volume up. They didn't turn the volume down. And this nigga hitting all our notes. This nigga's on some other shit right now, right? But we are in toxic. At this point, we are, nigga, gone.
Y'all was KC and JoJo.
And bro, but in my mind, like, I fuck with Don't Leave Me, right?
Yeah.
I'm already drunk, so I'm singing from the soul. Don't Leave Me is long as fuck.
You already said that's the only song that they got.
It's the only one I'll go back to, yeah. But it's long. It's like 5 minutes, 5-6 minutes.
Yeah, music was long back then.
It got a whole bridge.
Nigga, but
you got
nigga, I am singing from the soul for 6 minutes. So that little teardrop, bow. Like,
oh, Choir Boy came back.
Yeah, man. Well, shit, man. Shout out, man. Shit. Hey, I already said peace, y'all, huh? Hey, Spency, wifey,
yeah.
Ivan, what's with good? The 2002
Spency
and one shorts.
Yeah, that's wild. Where you find and one shorts?
These pro clubs.
You got pro club shorts?
Yes.
Nigga, them are the worst.
All you missing is the clip, nigga.
Nigga.
Are they heavy?
Yes.
And they long.
And they long as hell.
They long. It's only $20.
Nigga.
Pro club, yeah, they right
I'm
around.
Short. I got some small pro club shorts. Them motherfuckers go to my ankles. And they small.
Yeah, man. You know that. You can't like come these, here with man. Them long ass shorts and that little shirt on.
I like these, man.
Fucking
stomach, oh, but the elastic is elastic, clapping. Boy. The motherfucker stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fuck with these.
Yeah, stop me clapping like a motherfucker, boy.
New collar spins on one today, huh? New collar spins on one today, huh?
You see me?
The Nike.
Man, look, man, I got a lot of Nike too. So I'll probably be Nike out of it as well.
And it's not black either.
Get the black on Sunday though. All black.
Yeah.
It's a Nike shirt though. Though
with the
relax.
Ripped jeans laying down.
With the knees out. He got jeans with his knees out.
Homie
in his mid-30s.
A rock star at the EDM bash.
in his mid-30s. He's got black jeans with the knees cut out.
But if y'all could have seen it live.
But like, he has a problem with pro club shorts. Ain't that a bitch?
Hey, I am still in my early 30s, motherfucker. But it happened so fast. So we was doing a celebratory celebration.
Wait, he did the same shit. That is the same shit. Yeah. I wasn't going to say nothing else.
What the fuck ever. But so I didn't look inside the cup. I'm just kind of like, fuck it, we rolling. And I have been on hand. So I kind of figured out niggas was going to give me some hand.
This next time you with the Casamigos?
So he with the Casamigos. Boy, that shit almost took me out. Woo hoo hoo. It was about to be a wrap. Mm-hmm. I could feel it in my stomach.
Even if that's the first thing you drink, like you feel it.
It was a double shot, too.
Ooh,
that's crazy.
Yeah. So I had to.
It went down smooth, though.
What time did y'all get there? Really, y'all was there. Nigga, you was loaded early.
Drinking from. What time we get there? About 2:43?
Yeah.
About 2:45, 3?
So about 10:30 p.m.
I got a message by like 5 o'clock, like Spence is fucked up. And I was like, damn, it's only 5 o'clock.
That's
what's going on? Like,
well, Brent started like 12, though.
Yeah, but he was. They thought he was fucked up, and then the next thing I know, I see the picture of him laid out. I was like, shit.
Okay, let me ask y'all. Let me ask y'all something. Have y'all ever been in a position? Have y'all ever been in a position to where y'all knowingly or unknowingly fuck somebody else's moment up, or what they feel wow. is their moment?
Let's get into that.
No. But I kind of heard. Think of, no. I need to. I just want to hear the story, honestly.
Not that I can think of, no.
What is probably unknowingly, but twice. We ruined two fucking surprise parties.
Yeah. If it's a surprise party, don't invite us or tell us to come late after the surprise.
Two of us. I felt so bad.
It's gonna be messed up.
How?
Shit,
always be like. Somehow we always end up showing up when the guest
is coming.
Is showing up. So for the first one that we messed up, everybody, it was all planned out. We were supposed to be there at a certain time, but we got there, what was it, maybe like an hour late?
I don't know.
But anyway, she was walking in at the same time as we were, and it was like at a place where there's no way we would be there.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, what y'all doing here? I was like, oh, nothing. Then when we all walked in, it was a surprise. We looking at each other like, what the fuck?
How did
we do that?
Why have the guest show up so much earlier than the surprise person, though? That's a long time.
Man, you know, wifey is just going to be late.
Yeah, she showed up on time. We were late.
A couple months later.
I'm saying why would they have the guest show up for a whole hour before?
Oh, I don't know.
That's a long time.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was. Maybe I'm
exaggerating. That's how it's supposed to be. You're talking about black people. Yeah, I got to tell you to be here an hour early.
Yeah.
That's true.
Couple months later, same shit. We walking into the house.
Oh.
We opened up the door as they say in surprise. I was like, oh.
I forgot about that. Ooh, shout out to them.
Yeah. So the surprise was to y'all instead of them.
And we were pulling up. But we happened to, like, just sit down. Didn't we? We stayed in the car for that one, though.
No, we wasn't. We was walking, and we had a cake in our hand as they was walking in.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all had the cake in y'all hand that they were supposed to?
It was a cake that I had made for somebody, yeah. But
it's all bad, man.
Yeah. If it's a surprise party, just be like, come late.
I'll be trying, man. I'm the on-time nigga.
I'm not.
This one?
Well, I don't even really know
what
to say about that.
So, okay, so I felt so bad for this young lady, right? I don't know this young lady. I felt so bad for her, though. So, we all kicking it and shit. Again, I had no idea what was about to transpire.
Yeah.
Right? So, the homie proposed to his wife, but there was another lady there that was, she had like, I don't know if that was a bridesmaid like party
her
or whatever shit.
Type of thing.
Okay.
So there's another young lady there, right? So so the homie proposed and, you know, they playing the music and all that shit. I don't think she had no idea what had just happened.
Yeah.
So the DJ playing the wedding music and He like, yeah, you know, he put a ring on it. And she jump up and she doing all this shit. But ain't no cameras on her, right? So one of her home.
Not for you, boo.
One of her comb. Yeah, one of her homegirls had to tap her on the shoulder like.
Like, he literally just put a ring
but
on
I
it.
But I seen the life, like, leave her face, man. I felt so bad.
Days from here?
Yeah.
So I had to buy her. I bought her a drink, man.
That was decent.
Yeah. That was fucked up.
It was, though. It was like, fucked up. Because she was there with her whole party, and, you know, like, they were.
I know what that feels like.
Yeah, and she had on, like, the little sash. Everybody in her wedding party had the sash on. So, and then even people from her table were coming over and, like, trying to buy them drinks and stuff. So, it was just.
Yeah, it was fucked up.
It was crazy.
Shout out to them.
That sucks. It sucks when it happens to you.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was two of them. I ain't never had a moment of mine ruined. I don't think. I don't think of. Y'all ever had any moments ruined?
Kinda. I went on the Price is Right.
What?
I went on the Price is Right. And they called. They was like. The next contestant down is Ive. So I stood up. Ivory. Son of a bitch. Yeah, that was embarrassing.
That's like a tradition at my barbershop.
What's that?
We always watching The Price is Right.
Yeah.
It's boring as fuck now, though, man. They don't be running enough for me. They be having them stupid ass shirts on.
Is Drew Carey still?
Yes, and oh my God. Can you get a worse nigga to do it?
He not funny?
He still living.
Drew Carey? Yeah, he got that surgery. Added some life to him. But, I don't know, man. It's nerdy. Man,
been nerdy.
What's his name? Was it Bob Price?
Bob Barker.
Yeah.
Bob Barker was smooth, man.
Bob Barker was a creep.
Was he?
Probably.
No, he wasn't a nigga.
Everybody in the 70s
he used to be the one kissing all the women on their lips.
No, I thought that was Family Feud.
That was Bob Barker too. Not Family Feud. What's the other show? What's the shit? Oh, it is Family Feud.
I thought it was Family Feud.
I thought it was Bob Barker too.
Nah, I can't think of the name.
I know you're talking about. He's on, yeah, Family Feud.
Yeah.
Another white dude. Because Bob Barker had the long ass mic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I said mic.
Oh.
Man, I miss them days, man. See, I wish I was alive during the bell bottom era.
Why? I don't know.
Some of that should be smooth.
To do the
man.
Drugs? I know you said that's 70s. You said you want to do drugs.
I would do drugs. That, but they ain't got nothing to do with the bell bottoms. I just thought that shit was smooth. I wouldn't wear them, though.
I don't know. What?
It's kind of like skinny jeans.
Fuck no.
No, it's not the same at all.
It's not the same.
Bell bottoms and like, they had the hot top.
Uncircumcised.
They had the platforms. With the platforms and shit.
Yeah, nah, I ain't wearing no platforms.
Yeah, I'm not wearing no platforms either.
Would you wear the platform skinny?
No.
Are
y'all with the new look? The jeans with the jeans with the slit in them? Are y'all with that shit?
Jeans with the slit in them.
You remember when the SAs used to slit their jeans?
Boot cuts.
No, I mean, they used to slit their jeans. So now it's like,
yeah.
So they had that slit right there, y'all, at the bottom. The SAs used to do it all the time. Now the jeans come like that.
What jeans? Who bought them jeans? Where at?
I've never seen them.
Hell no, I ain't never seen them.
What? That's crazy.
Where you be at to see them at?
Man, they be everywhere.
I think I just slipped my jeans before, though.
So you did it?
Oh, wow.
I think I just slipped my jeans before.
With the purpose? Did you have somebody else do it?
No, on purpose.
Tell us more.
Did you bleach them too? Because you could not slit your jeans without bleaching them.
Why not?
I bleached my jeans at one point, but it wasn't with the slit.
Why are y'all bleaching jeans?
You don't remember?
That was like the look.
Like the clown walking days and shit, you got the bleached jeans and all that type of shit. I definitely used to wear the clown walking gear, but I wasn't a clown walker.
Oh my God.
I definitely used to have it. I never had the tail shit, but I definitely had like the... Spray the bleach on your jeans and shit. Spell out words and shit on your jeans and shit.
Yeah,
the airbrush.
Spell out words on your jeans.
Yeah, with the bleach.
Damn.
Remind me. That was a time.
It was.
That's nuts. I used to cuff mine on the outside.
Oh, that's when a nigga ruined my moment.
What?
Yeah, when a nigga thought I was getting off at the party and shit. Another nigga walked in like, nigga, what you want to do?
Oh, he came in and battled you?
Boy, cloud walking over, nigga. That was the last time I ever even. I'm cool.
He ate you up?
Yeah, no, nigga, what? Spooked the fuck out of me, nigga. It's like I was talking to Suge, nigga. Hell no, I wouldn't.
Oh, he poked you out of the clown walking?
Nah, he was just like, what you want to do? Because he was ready to battle and shit. I'm like, nah, I'm cool. I was doing this for the bitches. You know what I'm saying? I was just doing this for the bitches.
It's crazy how we crack jokes about them old movies when niggas just start out battling, and then I think about house parties and we was a part of that.
I told you I'd be dope shit if two niggas was beefing and met up and you thought they was gonna fight and shit. And they got the
nigga, that shit used to really go on in house parties. Like,
oh, that shit be hard.
You from one clown walking crew, I'm from another one. We walk in and see you like instantly battle. That shit was.
That's nuts.
Wild.
But what if you don't have no rhythm though? Then what?
Pop locks, not guns. It's
not their job.
Pop locks, not guns.
Pop locks, not guns.
So wait, that really happened though. Niggas used to really just like clown walk at parties, like clown walk battle.
Yeah.
Parties.
You didn't go to house parties like that?
I was out of high school by the time clown walking came around.
That sucks for you. Oh, what? Y'all was like, no, oh, no, so you wasn't in high school when like y'all was like
you got out the
y'all was rehearsing.
Me.
Y'all was rehearsing moves at the crib, but y'all went to the party.
No,
you got the year before me.
Yeah, clown walking wasn't the thing, man.
So what was y'all doing?
That's crazy.
It was just regular dancing.
What was regular dancing for y'all?
Freaking. We freaking. We wasn't doing no coordinated. Like we was.
You definitely used to practice in the mirror. No, I don't know if it was coordinated, but
only time I practiced in the mirror dancing was for like step practice. Mm-hmm. Like if I was stepping, yeah, absolutely.
Like, so y'all wasn't you wasn't night. Y'all you graduated in early.
Oh one.
Yeah, man, y'all was house partying.
We had house parties. We didn't like coordinate.
Clown walking was a thing though.
They definitely
rehearsed that shit on house party for a long time.
Absolutely. Did you see the clip on Instagram like a few weeks ago?
No.
It's a clip where they were showing them like rehearsing the dances.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. That sucks.
Yeah, but I didn't. Mm-hmm. I don't know nobody that was rehearsing dances. That's nuts.
You didn't rehearse your freak moves?
No, not at all.
How did you know they were going to work?
Got faith in God, baby. I know how these hips move. You know what I mean? I know how to move these hips. I know what's going to happen.
Did you dance at parties and shit? Or did you just
No,
chill?
That's never been my ministry. I've never been a dancer.
So you just go to the party and sit in the corner?
Just hang out or do my. I have two steps. That's it. I don't have no hip, no dip, no none of that. I don't got none of that. You just gotta take me as I am.
That is insane.
Yeah, I used to just be like, oh, you know, just show up just to say that I was there. Yeah. Never been a dancer.
Hey, boy, wife, you was loaded, boy. And we was at the Boosie Bash. She kept dancing on me. I was like, man, I gotta go pee.
No, you're not for real.
It wasn't because you was dancing though, but you was like, you kept like, you know, twerking on my liver.
I don't know how to twerk, and that's the thing. That's fuck you, you're an asshole.
Oh my god,
hit the torso.
Well, she was hitting nigga with the Javante nigga right on the liver. It was her. I had to go, boy. No, I pissed a lot, boy. I had to piss. Hey, that shit was fucked up, though, because you had to keep going through the crowd. Yeah, that shit
was porta potty there?
My feet still hurt.
It was
hurt.
In a stadium. It was in a real fucking. But the crowd was
wall to wall. Yeah.
And I'm intoxicated, so I couldn't find nobody. So I'm just dancing with strangers for a minute. Oh, fuck. Hey, man, what a time, boy. But, yeah, man.
Yeah, that's never been my ministry. I don't care about you saying. I was dancing on your liver. I probably was. Because the only time I dance is when I'm drinking anyway. Yeah. So, yeah.
So, what would you do at the club and stuff?
What do you mean?
When you go to the club, what you do?
Her friend was chilling. Yes. I would just be chilling or I got two steps. That's it. If it's something I really like.
You're not grinding at the club?
That's crazy. I mean, yeah. But clearly, I'm not very good at it. He just said that I was grinding on his liver. So, I mean, I am perfectly fine with admitting to my imperfections, okay? That ain't never been my thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
I ain't never been good at dancing.
See, Ivan, I'm part of your shit too though. I'm part of your, you know what I mean? Like I was a freak nigga. So the worst thing you can do is take a house party nigga and put him in a work party environment. Oh, I was embarrassing everybody. One chick took me to her A chick took me to her work party, man. I don't know no better. I'm the only nigga in there with a tall tee, pro club on, some big ass jeans, and some Tims on, first of all.
Why are you at the work party in that?
That is an excellent question.
You know, I'm 17.
You couldn't even get
I'm 17, 18. You couldn't even
put a collar shirt on? You just was like, fuck it.
Pro club on, like a motherfucker. So I went to the party and shit.
This is a holiday, this is a holiday at a work party?
A holiday party.
And you, had
white
folks?
You had on you the white tee?
I'm like a motherfucker. A lady came up to me. You know, they even be drinking this shit on the little dance floor. I think it was at like the Texas or some shit.
Yeah.
Where does she work? Because
it was at a realtor office or some shit. Yeah, it was bad. Yeah,
who was you dancing on? Super white. Was folks. You dancing on her or was you dancing on the white folks?
Some white woman came up to me and was like, oh, you cute. You want to dance? I'm like, oh, you don't want none of this. Hey, bro, 18. I'm 17, 18. I don't know what the fuck is that. Fuck, bitch, her ass over. All right, I'm uncomfortable now. I'm uncomfortable. I'm ready to go. I'm uncomfortable now, bro.
This is your girl?
It's somebody else fucking with.
Random white woman. You know?
That's crazy.
That was a trophy. It's cool.
That's wild.
I ain't never been to a work party.
It's uncomfortable. Yeah, it's like, get out.
I've been to a work party, but I ain't never done no shit like that at a work party.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Bro, if the only, like, when I go to parties, like, you know what I'm saying? We freak dancing and, you know,
You don't know how to two-step? You can't just do a two-step?
I ain't know how to two-step then. It's just, it's freak or nothing. Right?
That's insane.
That's wild.
So what if you want to dance?
Two-step.
Boy, shit.
It's like real sophisticated. You put your hand on her waist and hold her hand. No, none of that?
Nope.
That's what that nigga said. He went right to grabbing the hips.
Right over, man.
Clearly, you want me. I mean, you know, came over here and asked me to dance, huh? That's yeah, that what you thinking?
But I felt uncomfortable after she even looked at me like, oh.
You remember? Number?
No, this is an old ass white lady. Come on, man.
What that
she
mean?
Probably was drunk.
That's wild.
Because people at their like their Christmas parties, they be getting
lit.
They
get lit. Yeah,
yes, they get tore up, but. I've never been to one because I don't want to get drunk with my coworkers.
I know. What
but...
Tyler Perry movie was that when she was getting fucked at her?
She getting fucked at her?
She was getting fucked at her. What was that at a work party? What Tyler Perry movie was that? I think it was A Family That Prays.
I don't remember.
She was getting tossed out of the office, I think.
Woodard?
That's an eye.
Yeah.
No Tyler Perry.
Oh, yeah, she was the one that, yeah, she was terrible.
That's when he had the high top fade. I remember all the hairdos that he had.
Who?
The bad wigs. Like, if you point out the movie, I can point out the bad wig. And
he wasn't in The Family of Praise.
Yes, he was.
Tyler
Perry? He was the oldest brother, wasn't he?
No, he was the homeboy.
Oh, he was.
They were trying to open the construction business.
What you want? What we going to do? We ain't got no money.
That's crazy.
I like that movie. Hey, I fucked with that movie.
Kind of
crazy. Yeah, man,
watch
that's
that unfortunate.
Shit. I've only been close to going to one holiday party, but thankfully, I didn't go because my girl and my ex-wife was working for the same.
Oh Jesus!
So it would have been like
oh,
that. They both would have been at the holiday party in that one.
Wait, she was your girl at the time that your ex-wife was your wife?
No, my ex-wife was. They worked for the same entity.
Was you fucking with both at the same time, at that time, though? Within that time period?
No.
I was going to say, bro, you ain't shit.
I don't know. It kind of... That note took a kind of long.
I had to think about it. No, I wasn't. But it just would have been awkward to be, like, with my new girl at the holiday party. Like,
nah, shit, I'm with my new chick. That's what's supposed to happen when you move on.
No, man.
Now, if you're still trying to hit, yeah, it's going to be awkward.
That's different. Yeah, that's different.
Put you on child support on one day. Oh, you having fun with that bitch, huh? Oh, okay. Have her help you pay this bill, nigga.
Child support.
What is the what is the most scandalous shit you've done, like, since after a breakup?
The most scandalous. Ooh. Do I have to answer this?
Yeah.
I fucked somebody's sister.
Oh shit.
After the breakup?
I'm there. I definitely the best friend. Yeah, bitch, what? I had a best friend. Dude, you hurt me, I'm hurting you. I had a best friend, and I had my dad go pick her up.
Yeah, nah. Give me your sister.
Jesus.
That's wild. I've never done that. How do that exchange even happen? Like, how do you go to the sister that's knowing that you was just fucking with
the sister? Nuts.
How do that exchange happen?
The sister actually came to me. Not like directly, but like the homie was like, the sister want to fuck with you. I'm like, no, she don't. Like, that's not a real thing.
Right.
Big body.
And then I asked and she's like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. Well.
It's not a turn to, I don't know.
I was young. Like my karma now. I think I probably paid for a lot of that shit. And so now I would say no. Like,
I've gotten cousins, but cousins not too, like, not like they close cousins. Like I know y'all see each other at the family reunion. Yeah. Y'all might pop up at, you know, the same granny house or something.
Yeah.
I definitely did that. But that exchange is easier because it's like, that's my cousin, but I don't really fuck with her. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's an easier exchange.
Yeah.
The jealous cousin.
Yeah, like one of them.
Or like the best friend thing. I've done that. Like walking in the house and like, oh, you on the couch, you over here hanging out. I'm here for her, but I'll call you tomorrow.
Yeah, see, that's great.
Kind of nigga was you, bro.
Jesus, Ivan.
We all know Ivan is a dirtbag.
Oh, a dirtbag.
No, listen,
see, I was just heartbroken. So I went straight to the best friend. It ain't make me feel no better though.
It doesn't make you feel better.
Nah,
it makes you feel worse.
I ain't going that far, but
makes you feel me, because I do have a conscience. Just not in this moment. In this moment, my dick is hard. I don't care about none of that. Once the blood has gone to where it returned, where it came from, then I do feel bad.
Well, that's wild.
Well, when I found out that he cheated on me, so then I started fucking with somebody else. But I stayed with him until our anniversary, and then I broke up with him on that day.
You broke up with him on the anniversary?
Yeah.
That's foul.
He showed up with like the flowers and stuff, and I was like, "Yeah, this ain't working out."
You're terrible.
Wait. You tell him why?
I just told him it wasn't working out.
Jesus. So you was dealing with somebody else
after I found out about the cheating, and then I started entertaining.
So did you cheat on him, or was it like you and this dude? Just
talking? I definitely got my get back. Absolutely.
Then broke up with him.
Younger me, absolutely. She definitely got her get back.
See, so why y'all looking at me like I'm crazy?
The fact that you waited to break up with him on the anniversary is wild.
Because it was like a couple months away, so I was just like, I'm gonna just wait until then. And then I was like, yeah, it ain't working out.
But why wait until that day though? Like, you could have broke up with the nigga the day before.
A pre-planned breakup.
I just feel like it would stick out more because it was on our anniversary. So
you was plotting.
Oh, you devious,
terrible person.
Y'all said scandalous. I mean.
Oh,
This is why this right here.
No, listen. You cheated, and then I'm going. Now on top of cheating, I'm going to wait until this important day to break it.
You trying to get put in the wall?
He had me fucked up. He had me fucked up.
Trying to get put in the wall.
I don't care. He had me fucked up.
Do he know? Did he know that you knew that he cheated?
No, I never. I didn't.
We That's never even, even about more it. Fucked up.
We never talked about it. I just told him, you know.
At least tell me why you hurting me right now.
Like, what is this about?
He knew he was being raggedy. Well, I don't need to tell you. You know, you
us as dudes, we definitely know.
No,
but
you can't. Do
I need to know
like
why you chose.
Yeah, you gotta tell me something. You can't just this ain't working out. This why it's been working out. Yeah,
see, every time I share a story and I come out here and I'm just like, oh yeah, we all getting them off, and then I say mine, and it'd be like, oh, you can't do that.
No shit like that.
Who's be doing
now,
that?
Not without like a we got a talk text nothing.
No, I was done. I was mentally finished. Now, when a woman is finished with the situation, like there's nothing to talk about. Like when you check out mentally, it's a done deal.
I think it's different though. Like if I know, if I know she knows, then okay, I can low key prepare for it. Don't be like, oh shit is all good. Like I don't know, you know, and then just shit ain't working out. Like nigga, why?
Okay, from a woman standpoint, as revenge, have you ever messed with somebody close to somebody else?
No.
I wonder what gets a woman to that point so I can never get there. That is fucked up.
No, but as men, we all say we've done it in a way.
That's not hard, though. I want to know how she gets there. actually easier than...
She probably was already attracted to the other friend if she did that, like, initially. I don't think it has anything to do with you if she decides to do that. Yeah, I don't think so. Okay. Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, I had a...
Probably thought your friend was fine first.
Yeah, my Mexican partner back in the day, he was like a pretty boy and shit. Man, he was fucking... Oh, my bitch! God damn!
And you were still friends with him?
Yeah, shit, man. Look, man, I ain't never tripped about, like...
Okay. Only if you pillow talk to me. Like, if you hit fair, like, if you hit it fairly, I'm good. But if, like, you told on me...
To get it.
Then we got a problem. Like, come on, bro.
They always tell, though.
I had to be in...
Men talk way more than women. They gonna tell it all.
I had to be in love. Tell it. But I think it's not even necessarily reaching out to the man that hurts the most. It's when I reach out to him and he cuss you out. And then I'm like, damn, bitch, you cheated on me with a nigga that I don't even care for you.
Why did you reach out to the man, though?
Hey, man, stop. You know what I mean? I told you, stop calling fucking my girl, bro. Nah, I ain't say fucking. I ain't can do that. But, man, stop calling my girl, bro. Fuck you on, nigga.
You and Ivan is wild.
Huh?
Wait, no, I was married. This is my wife.
So does that make a difference?
Yeah. One time. Have I ever reached out? Not even reach out. I was just being nosy.
I had a nigga try to hit me with his car.
A nigga tried to hit you with his car.
Over his chick.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he was in love.
Like, so he called me. And like, hey, bro, you gotta quit fucking with my girl type shit. And I'm like,
yeah.
As long as she calling me, I'm hitting. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is. But when he first called me, I hadn't even had, like, hit yet.
Yeah.
So now it was like, now I gotta hit. Because you kind of telling me I can't.
Yeah.
If anything, I need to know what this pussy that's making you do
this. I gotta know why.
Yeah. Okay.
I gotta, bro, really?
Bruh.
That hurts.
Nigga.
That hurts when I know I already took her down. It's like, fuck, bro, I done ruined a couple, man. I don't even care about this bitch.
I didn't even hit yet. And he was from the States. My grandma live in the States. My cousin grandma live around the corner from my grandmother. Okay. So I'm going around the corner to go kick it with my cousins. And next thing I know, a car come on the curb. I'm like, oh, shit, I jumped out.
Yeah,
he was trying to kill you.
He tried to hit me with his car.
God damn, I ain't never had that one.
That's something that women do. Like, that, I've never heard of a man trying to hit another man with a car.
Yeah, that's nuts.
I've had a few reach outs.
He got her now.
Yeah.
They still together?
They together now.
Wow. That's dope. Shout out to them.
It worked out then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I've had a few reach outs. but I only reached out to one person. And you know, I reached out to the one person because it was just that. Oh my God. It was the text message. And then she hit him like, I wish I was laying with you. Boy, that shit. Ooh, it's that shit like that. Shit like that. Oh, you bitch ass. Like, what?
Wow.
How is she mad at him, though? She the one who sent the text.
I feel pain.
So did you text it from her phone or from your phone?
From hers.
Where was she? She just let
I don't know. Somewhere now. Somewhere around the house, doing her womanly duties. That shit hurts.
Did you text him or call him?
Nah, text him. Nah, I ain't calling no nigga. What? I ain't doing that. But I'm like, man, look, man. Damn.
That's wild.
You ever been on the other end of that? Where the nigga's texting you back or?
Oh, man. Yeah, that shit's scary to me, though. I don't like that shit.
Mm-mm. That's crazy.
I'm cool on that one. Don't see, but now it's a hard line. See, as you grow up and as you mature, you start to understand. That's a line right there. I'm unwilling to cross.
Nigga, I was grown as hell. Nigga did that to me on Snapchat.
Nigga told you on Snapchat. On Snapchat,
like through his female page, like.
I mean, get that hurt out, man.
Go ahead. He over there.
I'm listening to bro.
You look like you.
Oh, because he knows.
Take somebody back, too?
Well, I done been on every side of this equation. I just lost a friend the other day. Literally. I found out on your post. Say, we not Facebook friends no more. What happened? Oh, my husband went through my...
Jesus!
The other day. Sunday.
That's crazy.
Just lost one. I was called...
Did you or did you not?
Smacker? A while ago. We just friends now. But I guess her husband must have recently been through her. I don't know.
You must have recently asked for some titty pics.
No, I didn't. I've really been chilling.
That's crazy.
It's been a while. I lost one. Like, her husband caught. Like, that was January 2nd.
So damn.
I started the year.
You know the date.
I started the year. It's insane. I've been on both sides. I've texted two niggas.
You text two? I thought it was just the one with your wife.
Nah, it was two.
Did the other one look like you too?
No, I don't know. I have no clue. I tried to get the nigga to text me a picture too. I was texting from her phone. Like, hey, send me a picture of you. So I can...
She got all three of y'all in her phone with Young, Al, and Bundy. All three of y'all niggas.
Triple threat.
Does that hurt? Like, if they look like you, is it worse?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Nigga dressed like all that, everything.
All that shit hurt. It don't matter how you slice it.
Yeah, the bubble vest.
Have y'all ever been with somebody? Have y'all ever been with somebody and y'all broke up and y'all were on the opposite end where y'all watched them glow up on y'all?
What do you mean, as a couple?
Just they're doing, you see them doing way better romantically in life. Just they just doing better than they were with y'all.
When we were together? Oh, yeah. Not better than me, but better than when we were together.
It's like, clarify that.
Does that make you feel away?
You know what kind of pissed me off? So look. Okay, so when I met him, he was working security. And he was an ex-vet. He was an ex-vet, right? So I was like, I said, well, since you used to be, I'm like, since you used to be in the military.
Was he shaking?
No. So I told him, I was like, since you used to be in the military, why don't you, you know, try to apply for like the police force or something, you know, so you can get a higher paying job. So we on the brink of like, we break up because everything is, his finances are in shambles. Okay. Really, really terrible. So then when we break up, he ends up moving to Georgia and he becomes a fucking police officer like I told him to. And and he ended up like, you know, taking off his career was what I had suggested to him. But while I was there, he was just...
From security guards to police officer, that's dope.
I mean, I'm just saying. Yeah. It was a big jump for...
Pistol or without one?
For the security? Yeah. Without. No, it was terrible.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah. He was at the bottom. Bottom.
Yeah, he was collecting the welfare. Everything was bad.
He was collecting welfare with a job?
Yeah, because he had two kids. Yeah, he was not working a lot of hours. It was a very bad situation.
God, I don't know how... I don't know how niggas do it. Like, being a security guard is one thing. Being a security guard without a pistol is nuts.
With the spray?
You know what I mean? Where I be going to certain spots and they just be sitting in their car and shit. And I'm like, nigga, if I want to really do some shit, what are you going to do?
Especially, watch you like, leave? Depending on where you at, it's yeah. No pistols at DD's on the west side. Like, loss prevention. Like,
what?
Loss prevention, like DD's on the west side, like on the west side, like if you there, loss prevention.
Oh, yeah, that's gone.
You get it, but you still got the bro. People.
I think my little bro got fired for that. For that. Nigga came in and robbed the store. He was like, fuck you want me to do?
What do you want me to do?
Hey, hell no. What do you want me to do?
But you can look at the people that they hire for those positions. Like, they don't look like they finna secure no shit. Like, they're just there for decoration.
I mean,
I haven't had every job under the sun.
No, low key, I did security for 2 months. I did security for 2 months because my mom then forced me to get a job after right after I graduated. it was like you know, you used to be, you know, they security on I forgot what the fuck they call it, but you in a trailer. And the nigga that worked before me, they was like, remember, you know, you remember on Next Friday, it was like, remember what happened to the last security guard? so I got warned, like, hey, if this dude come, not let him in. Boy, he walked in that motherfucker, took all that shit. Nigga, I ain't give a fuck. What was in there? TV, all that shit was gold. What the fuck you want me to do? Man, what? Nigga, I'm not losing, man. Shit, I'm not finna lose my life or fight this white boy for this
motherfucker. Where's your security at?
Like, what, up there by Gorman?
Old Gorman?
Mm-hmm. New Gorman.
Oh, okay.
I'm not fighting for something you got insurance on. Like, you have to carry a certain amount of insurance for your merchandise. I'm not about to die for that. That's crazy.
Not at all.
That's insane. No.
Ivan, I can't even see you holding a pistol.
It was definitely unarmed.
I told you, I just this the flashlight?
I had the one. And wanted me.
That nigga got in planes.
Wanted me.
That's duds.
And left that motherfucking post. Unsecured. What? Man, listen, I'm supposed to be off at 1. This nigga ain't answering his phone. Like, you was answering your phone until like 12:30. Like, my nigga, you supposed to be on your way here. Like, what the fuck is going on? 12:30, that nigga stopped answering their phone. Like, okay, I got something for your ass. Motherfucker's unsecured.
Jesus.
Did you lose your job?
Absolutely.
So you do security?
Well, they took me off of that post and put me somewhere else.
Can you do security?
No, I've never done security.
Oh, never done security.
I can see it. Hell no. Nah. Never done no security.
Damn, that's crazy. Ivan, glow up after they left you?
Nah, get
that heart out.
Not really. the person I lost my virginity to, yeah, she did. Absolutely. She went on to like law school.
Mm.
She just had her first kids like a couple years ago. Her kids ain't even that. At one point, I heard she was dating an NBA nigga.
Oh, big L.
Oh, shit.
But she, yeah, you was right. Yeah. Leave me behind, bitch.
She went from a nigga that couldn't get off the bench today, and nigga in the NBA.
Hey, I'm gonna hold you back.
Hey, man. I'm definitely gonna hold you back.
You couldn't play in high school. She played.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
He's just steady shooting over there. Like, wow.
Motivational.
Oh, you're most motivational.
Absolutely.
Do you believe in yourself?
I got the plaque at the crib.
They really get you a plaque for that?
Absolutely. It's in the box at the crib.
Shit, Eric Belafonte ain't got nothing on you, boy.
Absolutely.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
It's a long life, man.
It's
a
long life.
1960? Was it
1916? He was 96 when he passed.
Niggas was like, I can't believe he gone. I'm like,
that's, I don't understand things like
hey,
that.
Hey, shout out to Mike. I know the comments was on the joint, man. Shout out. Oh, now we can see y'all comments. We rolling. What we doing?
That's crazy.
I never understand what people is like, I can't believe Betty White just died. Like, she ain't
dead.
Well,
Betty White died.
She is dead. See, stop
Betty
doing that.
Betty White ain't dead, nigga.
Betty White died.
She is dead.
Betty White is alive.
Betty White Betty died White right before she turned 100.
Wait, Betty White is what?
See, don't do that to me because my memory.
She is really dead.
Betty White is dead.
For a few years.
When she died?
2021.
Oh shit.
Don't do that to
Jesus,
me.
Jesus, let me put that phone down there. Nigga, I was gonna argue like a motherfucker. Damn, where was I at?
Betty White died.
From COVID? Was it a COVID one?
She's 99. It don't matter what it was.
Oh.
Nah, COVID death was hidden for a minute.
She could have stubbed her toe at 99. She was on her deathbed.
From a blood clot. Like, come on now.
Nah, man. COVID gotta hit again. They gotta put them on them lounge flyers and shit, man.
Wait, what?
You know, niggas be putting themselves on the club flyers. Shit, boy, remember them COVID announcements? What, you gotta put me on a flyer, nigga? Yeah, put me on a flyer, nigga.
Like the crush.
And COVID like a motherfucker. Bro, you, y'all remember when COVID, man, when COVID was hit, boy, niggas was breaking news.
Yeah. She was like the Hunger Games.
Like, please pray for me. I just tested positive for COVID.
Yeah, she was like the Hunger Games, baby.
Shit.
Katie was going off. Boom.
Breaking news.
People couldn't wait to put it on Facebook.
That's wild. I mean, I caught that shit, man, motherfucker. I went through the entire joint and every caught and then boom. Son of a bitch. And I thought I was gonna die too.
Y'all had it at the same time.
I think so.
Yeah.
I got it twice.
Jesus.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Pussy has an immune system.
Second time it wasn't as bad. First time, no. Ooh.
I got it from my mom. The worst thing they did was let them fucking kids go to school too early. That's what fucked us up.
Yeah.
Bringing all that shit back home, nigga. Boy.
Well, that's just school in general. Kids are just full of germs.
I kissed my daughter. And I knew immediately I was fucked up.
He's like, I've got COVID.
I knew it. I felt that shit. That shit hit my system like, whoo. Jesus. Skinny?
Yeah. I feel like they was doing great. So you start beating her ass. And I was like,
Jesus Christ.
Shout her out ass my ain't guy. Always greener.
Good shit, my man. Good shit, because I was starting to get jealous over here. I got that phone call. Like, I just need to talk to somebody.
Oh, yeah. That's what you know. Yeah, like, yeah, Winnie, bitch.
It's like, gee, okay.
Shit, so bad over here, was it?
Yeah.
I'm sad. Facebook post, boy. That shit like a Super Mario mushroom. I
probably took your car keys, but I ain't never whooped your ass. You probably couldn't get to work, but I ain't never whooped your ass.
I don't think I've not really.
You haven't had nobody glow up on you at all.
You know, they start making a post, like,
even if it's like physically, like, damn, she didn't look like that when we was together.
And they all go downhill.
I can't think of none. Shout out to any of my exes and whoever I messed with. Whoever I messed with don't count though.
Mm. Nah.
Because
I wish. Because you know when I was younger, man, the one thing that I wish I was able to decipher or to be outwitted is, like, even if I led on that y'all thought we was in a relationship, we really wasn't. I was just fucking on you.
So why would you do that then?
You know what I mean? So a lot of girls be thinking they was with you, but you was just getting fucked on.
So you led them to believe y'all together.
I mean, sometimes. I was in love. I like the honeymoon phase. The honeymoon phase was dope to me.
So wait. You led them to believe.
When I was younger, I led them to believe. Like, I would court them. It wasn't just a.
But did you ever say, like, we're together, like, you my girl? Like,
nah, I wasn't doing that shit.
You just said you was in love. You was courting them and you was in love.
No, yes. I said I was in love.
Did I hear that?
Hold on, no. I said I was in love with the honeymoon phase.
Okay.
Which means the beginning of it. The beginning of it. I felt, shout out to my, you know, me and my OGs and shit. I always knew the power was in getting them and having them do whatever, have them do or get whatever you can out of them before fucking them. That was where the power lies. If I could do all that before I even, you know what I'm saying? If I'm getting a piece of that before I'm even fucking you, I got you. Facts. The sex is what fucks everything up. And so if I could take it back, I'd probably be just like, man, let's just kick it. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just after I hit it's kind of like.
I think I only got one chick that like still will act like we had a relationship at one time.
Yeah.
And I was like, where was I at? Cause she would say, she's like, man, you remember this? Like, no. Like, it was like you was around me for like 6 months, like you've been around.
Yeah.
But like us fucking around and fucking and me seeing, like, that was like a 6 month period.
And then you fucking with bitches. You know, you, I'm not gonna say bitches, man. You fucking with young ladies, man. And y'all, you on different levels with all of them. So, you know, one of them buying your clothes. Another one, you know, you comfortable, like, taking pictures with. And then you kind of, like, put it together. And then that was the one thing I fucked up on. That was, in high school, that was the one thing I fucked up on real bad.
Taking pictures?
Taking pictures with somebody else. Even if they was at a different school. You fucked up. Where them motherfuckers float.
Like the mall pictures?
Fuck. Yeah, like,
and they be on the displays.
Nigga, it was nothing worse than going to the mall and your picture on display with another chick. Oh my god,
I'm fucking with somebody on the east. Unfortunately, how the fuck does this get?
If she went to Vegas, you get a pass. Vegas had him.
Yeah,
Vegas had him.
That's the only highlight on the east. So
That's it. A few El Dorado, but not really.
What if she went to Rancho? What if she stayed on the other side of Rancho, on the east side, going to Rancho?
Trash. Trash.
I had an uncle, man. My uncle was the man at L Dog, man. My uncle was the man at L Dog. Carried him all the way to the championship.
Football? Basketball?
Basketball.
What year?
Had to be back in the day.
He in his damn near probably almost 60 now.
Yeah, it had to be back in the day.
But, he dipped out on the championship game to get some buzz.
And they lost.
No, they won. But they ain't put him in the book.
Damn.
Mm.
That's tough.
That's nuts, ain't it? Power of the vagina.
You know, you're supposed to be having sex during, like, when you.
At all.
Yeah.
I was cool until I took it off.
When you playing sports?
Yeah.
Period.
Like,
I thought it was just
the day of, day before? Nah, you're not supposed to.
I was cool until I took that motherfucker off, man. That was when I. That's when I might start stupid ass decision.
Oh.
Condom. What?
Oh.
That was a joke. I was like, what? In. I ain't give a fuck about life. Nothing.
I agree.
90 miles going whatever way.
Would you take that motherfucker off, boy?
It's a wrap. Shit. When I was putting them Coca-Cola condoms on, I was good, man. Shit. Man, after that. This is a rizap.
Mm. Yeah, that's crazy. So did you ever tell these girls, like, we ain't in a relationship, or you just let them think y'all was in a relationship?
The latter, unfortunately.
So then what? Y'all was in a relationship then? You was giving her all the perks?
Weren't.
So you weren't giving her all the perks? Y'all wasn't going on dates? Y'all wasn't taking pictures together? I mean, y'all wasn't doing none of that.
I mean, when I was younger, what was really considered a date? Like, we going to matinee.
Okay, that's a
date. We going to go to this Applebee's real quick. If
that's a whole day.
Okay, that's a whole day. You're planning this. Like, y'all didn't just be like, happen to run into each other there.
Applebee's take walk-ins?
No, I'm saying y'all didn't just happen to run into each other at these places. Like, you plan this. Y'all, it's a date if you plan it.
I mean, you kick it if I know, you know what I mean? Okay, more moms and pops will be gone in like 2 hours. Let's go to the movies real quick.
That's a date.
No, not really.
It's, yeah, it is.
Wasting time right now.
Those are dates. Yeah, especially if you're leading them to believe y'all go together anyway.
I wouldn't say leading to believe. Nothing that comes out of my mouth says anything close to we're together.
But it's you just never say we it. Are not together. You never.
Why do I need? Do I need to say?
Yes.
That?
No.
Yeah, you do. Yes, you do. If you're doing all that, you need to make it very clear that hey, we ain't together. We just hanging out.
Come on, man. That's hitting a chick. That's like hitting a chick.
And that's why they think they were in relationships with
I'm
y'all.
I'm not finna. Because now you asking me to what are we? Every party I talk to. I'm not doing that. We kicking it.
But are you giving everybody the same amount of energy?
I mean,
how did that turn into a relationship though? Like,
I'm still kind of. I'm not. What are we in? Nothing.
Is she seeing anybody else?
I don't know.
That's not my problem.
Not my business. Okay.
Well, I just feel like if you don't absolutely see what.
I'm gonna be upset if you do, but I'm not asking you.
I feel like if you don't absolutely say like we're not together, there's room for error there. There's a very gray area.
But if I never said we were together either, then.
Well, why wouldn't I think we were?
Why would you think that if I didn't say that?
If we're spending 6 months together, we together almost every day. I'm thinking like that's we're together.
Fault. Yeah, but I got 6 months with somebody else too.
Did you ever officially ask me to be with me?
What?
Did you ever be like, we go together now?
Yeah. Bring your ass out here. No.
That's not asking me to be your girlfriend.
Shit.
What?
Bring your... Exactly. It's room for error. I mean, I didn't say bring your ass out here. That's room, for error.
What was that in Spanish? No, I mean, I'm not... I just can't see my... I'm speaking for my younger self right now, but I still just... That's like throwing a what are we on every situation. And that makes shit awkward, honestly. Why can't we just
Why?
Kick it?
What's awkward about being honest? Like, if you really have no intentions to do
and
anything
I feel like asking
me,
a girl out anyways is some, like, middle school shit. You stop doing
that
in middle school.
Okay, so that brings full circle. That brings me back to my point. If you're not even asking the official woman that you want to be with to be with you,
no,
then why wouldn't somebody that you're spending consistent time with not think that you guys
because
are
your expectations are high.
What?
Yeah, I gotta tell you we're together. Like, I gotta tell you, like, if I don't tell you, we not together. If I don't tell you, we not together. I don't give a fuck.
And it's okay for her, well, I know for you, it's okay for her to move that way. But for you, you said it's not okay. For Ivan, it's not okay.
I get this, at this point, I just assume you are anyway, so I don't even ask.
If you know for a fact, like, she's messing with other dudes, would you still, like, you'd be cool?
Yeah. Time is my time.
I can count on my hand how many times I didn't hit the girl. I can count on one hand how many times I didn't hit a girl with the L word. So, if I never hit you with the L word, we ain't never had a bill or a baby together. We weren't together. I don't
believe you on the one hand because you're a lover. Like, I don't believe that you only told a couple people you loved them. Because you even said that you said before that you will go that far to get what you want. You said that before.
Yeah, but that don't mean I'm not saying I have never. I'm saying,
what are we doing right now?
I'm saying for if I have never felt I loved you.
No, that what?
Or had a baby or had a bill with you, we were not together.
But no, you. Have you if told you're them telling that? Them that you love them, like
that's not to me. Times I've weaponized the L word. That's the honest to God truth. Now, not saying if I was put in a situation where, you know what I'm saying, she was well off some shit, yeah, probably. But I don't think I've ever like weaponized it like that. I feel.
Okay, that's fair.
Wow. See,
I just said okay.
That's crazy.
What? I just said okay.
Have you ever weaponized it? You probably don't even say it, do you?
I say it if I feel it. That's the only time I'm gonna tell a chick I love her. Like, I gotta actually believe that I love you. Or else I ain't saying it. Like, my pops told me one time, like, don't tell nobody that if you don't mean it. Because I was on the phone with this chick at like 14. And I'm like, yeah, like hanging up, like, I love you. I thought that was a thing to say. Pops happened to be on the other end of the phone. And he was like, you love her. Oh, shit. No.
Why are you on the phone? That's
on the phone.
Why are you listening to me talk?
Once he said that, I ain't never said it again. So I don't say it unless I truly mean it.
So with all this fucked up shit we done did and been through, with the defensive mechanisms that we build throughout all this time, do y'all have any that have either ruined or affected your relationship, like, super negatively?
What do you mean?
Like, any defensive mechanisms that you, to protect yourself, any defensive mechanisms that you've built over time, have any of them negatively affected your relationships or just ruined them all out?
For me personally, yes, absolutely. With everybody that I love and that I interact with. Like, if they're going through something and they're super sad about something, I want to fix it, like, immediately. Because I want to deflect. Like, well, at least you could do this. You know, you can do this. I'm always trying to find a solution instead of just saying, like, it's okay for you to feel how you feel. And I do that with him. I do that with my children. Like, everybody. And I feel like it kind of makes, it makes them, you know, it makes them feel like I am negating their feelings. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, like, I don't care about how you feel. Let's just do something else. Yeah. Don't, you know, instead of giving them that moment and saying, okay, well, this is happening. What do you want to do? Instead of me trying to fix it. I don't know why I'm like that, but I always try to fix everything. And it's just, well, I do know why. Because I don't want to feel sad when I'm thinking about them, you know, going through it. I am a huge empath. So if you come and tell me, like, Shayna, I've been going through this, and that, I'm like trying to find a solution for you. Like, it's okay. Let's let's go do this. But it's because, you know, I don't want to feel sad about you being sad. If that makes any sense.
That makes sense. Ivy? Yeah. I think I take on other people's emotional baggage. Like, I try to be there for everybody, but then I don't allow anybody to be there for me.
Yeah.
So I'm always the person that's always checked. Like somebody yesterday, the day before, somebody was like, "Who checks on you?" Nobody. And I'm okay with it though. But I'm always the person that's reaching out. Hey, are you okay? I haven't heard from you. Da da da. Like, it's always me. So
yeah.
I don't know. I just take that on for whatever reason. I don't know why. I'm a glutton for punishment, I guess. Mm. I don't know. Mm.
And it's ruined relationships. Or affected them negatively?
Probably my relationship with myself.
Mm. Or probably others that are trying to be, that are actually trying to be there for you and you're shutting them out.
Yeah.
I could see how that would
Because I don't
affect it negatively.
It's very hard for me to like really open up to anybody. Like, I just
And then like how can you be in a relationship with somebody like that? You know what I mean? Like if we're having an issue and you don't even feel comfortable enough to tell me what's going on or let me be there for you, whether it's involving me or not. It's like, damn.
Yeah. I wholeheartedly agree.
Skinny?
I think all the time, like I say, my I don't give a fuck is definitely going to ruin some shit.
Yeah.
Because it's every time, like, because first they're going to test it. They're going to test it. And then they're going to be like, oh, you serious? Yeah, and then it definitely ruins shit. It definitely ruins shit. So, yeah, that's probably the only thing I think ruined the relationship for me.
I got two that's pretty consistent. That didn't ruin everything. The first is repression. I don't forget anything that much. I don't forget those who wronged me. I don't forget things I've seen or heard. I don't forget too much. My issue is I often, it often dictates the way I move on certain things, if that makes sense.
Like how?
So say if, because of the things I've been through, if I was to actually go through a genuine situation, I wouldn't know how to. I would do everything in my power to protect myself, even if that meant ruin it. And the other one, I got this one bad. I got this one real bad. Displacement. Meaning, if I'm angry about something, I'm taking it out on everybody. Yes.
Oh, I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah, it could be, you know, just life in general. It could be a long day at work. And because you know, you are there in front of me, innocent, I kind of lay it out all on you. And that's fucked up a lot of shit.
So you make other people your punching bag?
I have.
I've dealt with that a lot, but I've never been that person. That's crazy. I always thought that was crazy that people do that.
Yeah, see, it okay. So it was because of Skinny that made me realize it's like, damn man, you got some fucked up ways, man. You know, when we have little situations, and it was kind of like, man, you know what I mean? You like, you roll, you just not gonna, you know, you're not gonna say nothing to me. It was just kind of, and that shit sat with me for a long time. And I was like, damn, nah, man, I can't do that. Nah. Right. So I started, not even just in our situations, our friendship, like family, you know, recognizing how I am in the, you know, my household, because I fuck some shit up. Oh my God, I come home a long ass day.
The energy, ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, like recognize my energy, like when I'm in home, when I'm in the house. Yeah, man, I got that real bad. I'm working though.
He's now, working on me. Imagine that and pairing it with a fixer. Somebody that's like, well, what's wrong?
Yeah. World War III and that motherfucker sometimes.
It's freaking crazy. Like, it don't even. It don't work out. But it does work out.
Do it. Sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. You be getting a little crazy, but yeah.
I think I got one more. It's probably, I hold a grudge. Mm. I hold that motherfucker. Like, yeah. If we drew this line and saying, I'm hold mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All day long. And by the time I see you erase yours, it's probably too late.
But is that only in romantic relationships or friendships as well?
Any relationship.
Really?
Once I see you draw your line and say, I'm going to draw mine, I'm going to hold this motherfucker. I'm competitive, though. I've said I'm competitive, so I got to win. So I got to hold mine longer than you got, then you'll hold yours.
We got to see who can be mad that's longer. Huh?
Absolutely. You know, it don't matter what the situation is. Once I feel like you draw a line, I'm going to draw mine, and I'm going to hold it, bitch. Jesus.
I think I'm more like that in friendships. Which is bad. I can cut a friend off like, oh, okay. All right.
Nah, that's for anybody.
And you can hold the grudge?
Mm-hmm. Just to keep it just powering while I'm not talking to them.
Just feeding that motherfucker?
Yeah, but it's not nothing I'm proud of. But I think most people do that, like, with friendships, which is bad. I feel like you should give friendships more grace than what we do. Because we'll forgive, like, a romantic relationship quickly, because you don't want to feel that sadness anymore of losing your partner. But when it comes to like friendships, it's like, oh well, fuck that bitch. She did this to me, so fuck her.
But I mean,
that's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
How much of that goes toward, are these really real friendships, or are these just experiences at the time?
That comes into play too.
Sometimes it can feel like it.
No, it don't matter who it is.
Like, let me just clarify real quick.
Listen, no, I don't. Yeah, because I don't give a fuck. Because I don't know. Because especially because I'm a forgiving person. I give chances. Mm-hmm. I give a million and one chances. So once I see I'm not getting them, I'm not getting that same grace. Okay, well, fuck it then. And I'm good. I promise.
Shout out to Kobe.
You won't hear from me at all for nothing if that's what we on. Like, nah, I'm good.
That's crazy. I think I was never the friend nigga. I think I'm more cooler in a friend situation than a relationship situation. Like a female can go.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like I always feel like you're replaceable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like real friends is not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah. So I think I'm the opposite. Like if it's on some relationship shit, like I it's probably plenty of relationship that didn't ended, and I've never said like how I could have made it better or how I could have fixed it or never. Yeah. I never care too much to give a fuck about the situation.
So
but
it, think about it.
No. Yeah, but like friend situation, like if I feel like you my real friend, like I really fuck with you, like I'm to the end, like to death.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's what it is. Like I'm not gonna cross no lines that I feel you would feel like I crossed the line. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like
mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't know. That's probably fucked up because people hold on to relationships. Shit.
Right. And they really need to let it go. They really should have
Yeah, your
been
ass
gone.
Up out of here.
Yeah.
So, okay, so Ivan, when you say that, then would you say you are a loyal person?
I feel like it. That's why I say I give chances. Mm-hmm. I'm usually not the one drawing the line in the sand. Like, I'm usually not the one treating you any kind of way.
Yeah.
I'm not the one that's, you know what I'm saying? I'm not the one who's initiating whatever's going on. I'm gonna make you stand on whatever it is, though. Even if you've changed your mind, I may not change mine when you change yours. You know what I'm saying? When you're trying to come back this way, I may still hold mine a little bit longer if I ever break it off. Because it's very, very rare that I create the situation where where there's this tension now.
Okay, so what would be your concept, or what does loyalty actually mean to you in a situation like that, if you can even throw away some shit like that?
Just because I'm not talking to you doesn't mean I'm going to badmouth you. It doesn't mean whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm not. We may not be talking. We may not be on talking terms or interacting terms, but that doesn't mean, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to treat you. I'm going to badmouth your name, or I'm going to treat you any kind of way if we were on good terms. So I'm still going to be the same person with you, but I'm just not dealing with you. I'm not talking to you. I'm not fucking with you. But that doesn't mean I gotta start treating you different all of a sudden. You know what I'm saying?
So what does the concept or what does loyalty mean to you?
Treating the relationship the same whether I'm in the room or whether I'm not.
Mm. Integrity.
Yeah. Mm.
Skinny?
That's kind of solid. I think it's the same with me. Like, loyalty is just being the same to me, in, like, behind my back. Like, be the same behind my back that you is in front of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to let nobody badmouth you. Don't let a motherfucker just badmouth me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't expect you to fight my fights.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Just tell a motherfucker to chill out. Hey, relax. That's my boy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, something simple. Like, I don't expect you to do nothing crazy, but let a nigga know, like, nah, man, I fuck with him.
Absolutely.
So yeah, that's kind of loyalty to me.
Yeah, I think it's about
you got
the same.
A tattoo on you.
With a period. Loyalty, period.
The loyalty
before the city
wild.
Girls. Before the city girls.
Jesus.
The loyalty tax is wild.
I think that, like they said, that, you know, it has a lot to do with having integrity. And keeping whatever we discussed, even if we do fall out. Keeping it to myself.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, even if you go low, I'm not going to go low with you. Like, because I have to be.
What is higher?
Shut up. I have to, like, I have to hold on to my integrity. Yeah. Like, if you told me something in confidence and then we fall out and then you go and tell other people what I told you, like, I'm not going to be like, well, you told me this, because that's not me, you know? I think that to me, that's what it is. Integrity.
I have a weird relationship with that word. I do.
Well, the question wasn't like, what is your relationship with? It's like, what do you think it is?
Yeah, and I have a weird relationship with the concept of loyalty. Mm-hmm. Why? Because I feel like there is a thin line between being rational in reality. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people confuse loyalty with just outright stupidity.
Mm. That's a true
and thing. On my end, and from my experiences, people are only as loyal to you as what they can get out of you. In my life experience.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's a long lasting thing or if it can be.
I think that there's an expiration date at some point. Like, you gotta once you sever ties.
And then, I mean, I wouldn't want someone to be subservient.
Ooh.
Okay.
Big T.I. vibes.
You know what I'm saying? I pull that out my ass, man. But I wouldn't want somebody to be like, I wouldn't want somebody to be or feel like, you know, they're serving me or they're loyal to me out of fear. I couldn't handle that much. You know what I'm saying? So
out of what type of fear? Fear of losing you?
Fear of losing me, fear of letting me down, fear of, you know, walking their own path, anything. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, man, I don't know. I don't know, man. It's kind of like one of them things where it's just, you know, have integrity, man. These words and these shits, I don't give a fuck about, man. Just have integrity with it. But I don't know if I have a great relationship with it.
With loyalty
in itself, yeah. Mm.
On your end, or you feel like on other people's end?
Because what's the statement, man? If you can't be used, you're useless. And a lot of people be loyal to situations when they just being used, you know? And it's unfortunate, man, but.
But are you being used, or are you making exchanges with that person? Because sometimes, you know, if both parties are benefiting, that's an exchange. That's not being used.
That's correct.
I can only speak to myself. I feel like in life, I'm very loyal in situations. And I could just be me. Now, I have no problem letting people go. And I don't know if people realize, I mean, and that's a bad thing. I'm not saying that as a compliment either. Like, yeah. That's something I have to recognize. I feel like people don't really understand it until we get into that situation. Whereas I don't need closure. Kind of, it is what it is. You know what I mean? I'm also that one, you know, where, nigga, shit, I ain't got nothing to say. I don't need to down talk you. I don't need to just.
Yeah.
All right.
But see, that's still you being loyal to any situation. If you're not down talking it, if you're not, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that's still being loyal. Like,
oh, wait. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Skin.
No, that's what I was just saying. Like, that's how I feel. Like, if you still being truthful to the situation, like, we don't have to, whether we end on bad terms or good terms, I hold no hard feelings towards you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You still being loyal to whatever that situation is. Because you could be a complete asshole in the situation.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, I can be sometimes. But not like some people, I feel like, you know, my little life lessons and shit and what I've been through, a lot of people do shit for a reaction. Right? Yeah. And then it hurts even more when they try to get a reaction out of me and they don't.
You don't, yeah.
It's like, I don't think you recognize the shit that you're doing is even just making shit. Like, I made a great decision to just back up wholeheartedly. Nah, I don't need to, you know what I'm saying? Peace be upon you.
Peace be upon you.
I think I've experienced a lot of loyalty from people. So, I normally look at people as, like, you a loyal person.
Yeah.
Like, especially women. Like, I think majority of women I've dealt with been loyal to me. Mm. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I've never really experienced a bad situation in that. But I think, again, that goes with your definition of what you feel loyalty is.
Yeah.
Because in a relationship type situation, people feel like, oh, if you cheated, you wasn't loyal. You could have cheated on me 1,000 times. I don't give a fuck about doing that.
Yeah.
If I committed a crime, you ain't telling me. Shout out.
Yes.
I appreciate you. So in different situations, it's always different. But
what if
I think
she gave him a couple dollars?
Huh?
What if she gave him a couple dollars?
That's unloyal. If you giving away the money, now you being unloyal. Now you fucked up.
That would break my heart. That would break me.
Yeah, that's
she gave the money away.
My money was going to another nigga.
Because if you most of the time you really fuck with a female,
yeah,
like
him get his, you know, say his CCW, so he can, you know,
like, yeah, yeah. The money is ours.
Y'all care more about her giving him money than her having sex with him.
Yeah, she was born with that vagina. She wasn't born with the money. That shit was hers from day one.
I feel like
that money we had to earn.
I feel like as far as cheat, I feel like as far as cheating goes,
yeah, I was stupid.
Do what she wanted, what she was born with.
The thought of you cheating is worse than finding out that you cheated. Because once that, once it's over with, it's kind of like, all right.
If I agree with that one. Especially depends on how she cheated. If you suck this dick, then we got a real problem.
Oh, it's a wrap.
That is a part of sex. So no, if she cheated, yeah, if she cheated on you, sucked his dick.
No,
if she gave me head the first time, I already figured she gave the next nigga head the first time. Like I don't even think about nothing like
what
that.
What would make you think she's not doing that?
Cause why?
Why not?
What do you're not getting nothing out of that?
What makes you special? If the first time you hit, if she gave you head, what makes you think that you're the special one in this situation?
Man now, you were single then. I'm your man now.
I think most of it.
You don't be the man the first time you get head from a chick. You don't be her man.
Like you, but you got a man. When we started fucking around, you were single. I think usually. But now you got, you know what I'm saying? Now you fucking around, but you got a man now. It's different. You don't just be giving your side nigga no head.
Do you give your side chick some head?
We're not talking about me.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like at my age, at our age, I'm in my early 30s.
Mid.
I'm in my early 30s, bro. So I'm in my early to mid 30s. If I was to be cheating, most of it would be oral-based anyways. You know what I'm saying? Like,
huh?
Let me link up with you a quick store run or some shit. It's not what we're gonna be oral. In the back seat.
You finna give her oral?
No, she finna like, you know what I mean? She finna give me.
Oh yeah.
So if definitely. I'm thinking if my woman cheating, she probably get mad. Probably.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't.
Then give us a pussy.
Because once you cheat, on me, now Pandora's box is open. So. The nigga that you cheat on me with, you better be into him. Because I'm finna dog you the fuck out.
Definitely.
I just gotta get my, what it is.
Get my leg back.
You gotta get your leg back.
Got to.
I ain't even thinking about that. It's just. Oh, it's bad. I mean, you know what I mean?
Especially, I don't think I'm dog.
Like, especially with wifey. Oh, wifey turned to the roommate fast. Damn.
I think if I don't. Because I don't give a fuck about cheating. I think it's if you bothered me about my cheating. Like, if you bothered me about the shit I was doing and then you was doing something that you have a problem with. Because I'm big on, like, I don't do shit that I have a problem with. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't do shit that I have a problem with you doing.
Yeah.
So, if you do something that you have a problem with me doing, I'm definitely dogging you out. Like, I remember a chick, like, being like, oh, this female sent you pictures of it, then... I found out she was sending a nigga pictures like, my nigga, your check can't even go to you no more. I don't know what, like, you might buy that nigga lunch. I don't know what you might do.
Yeah.
All that shit goes to me from here on out. Until further notice.
That's insane.
Until we are over with.
I ain't mad at it.
I need every, like, you can do what you want with him. You just won't be on my dime. Like, can't get a nigga no gas money.
That's her money.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Once I'm in there, that shit is ours.
That's her money.
No, nigga, it's like, fuck with me, it's like something. Marriage, nigga, this shit. Everything.
Marriage without the marriage.
All money is one. You are two, three, and four. All money is one.
Marriage without the commitment.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. No commitment with that money, mom. Don't get that nigga that. Ooh, if I find out you bought McDonald's. It better be for his kid. That's the only thing I'm accepting. You can do whatever you want for kids. Nothing for the adult.
That's insane.
So, yeah. Just, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? The cheat, you got to understand. You know? Hey.
But if a chick just walk out and go suck a nigga dick real quick and come. Now, that's wild still. I think that'll kind of fuck with me, but not
that'll
as much.
Piss me off. Like, what are you talking about?
You left here to just give him some head?
If you got some dick, you got something out of it. I just want to make you feel good and then go back home to this nigga. Bitch, no. No.
Yeah, she's mentally checked out.
That happens, though.
She's done.
That happens, though.
Oh, it happens. It happens. It absolutely happens.
That's a wild transaction.
You ain't never did no store run.
I'm not going to. I'm not finna leave to go suck some dick for fun. I'm not doing that.
You never just gave a nigga just some quick head.
No, I'm not. No.
Sandra been consistent on sharing with you the head person though. That is. She been consistent.
Best.
Yeah. No.
I definitely didn't. Man.
Did you get away with that for so long?
I mean, I would do it, but I don't know. It's not my thing. Like, I'm not going to leave my house with my husband and go and suck some dick at the store. Like, that's I'm just crazy. Not sucking dick for fun. At this time in my life, I'm definitely not sucking dick for fun.
So at some point, you used to suck dick for fun?
No, not without, if we're, like, it would have to be an even exchange. Like, you giving me head, I'm giving you head, and we finna have sex. Like. But I'm not just gonna be like, ooh, I just want to suck your dick. No, I ain't never been.
I know what that means. That's it. We going to sleep in Spanish, so I mean, I get it.
What?
That is insane.
Don't what? Be trying. Don't. Yeah, don't she do goes to. Like
she's like, ooh, I better suck. So, all right.
Got a blanket real quick.
It's got that melatonin. Yep. That's what that is. Yep.
That's wild.
That is nuts. Yeah, no, yeah. Definitely some side of it. Yeah, no, that's out.
I don't think nobody's just doing that for fun.
Shit.
They do?
Shit.
They must be really desperate for your time.
You can go to my phone right now.
That's what?
They must really be desperate.
No, they want to please you.
That's all they want to do.
They want to please you. I want to be able to, in my mind, walk in this house like I just sucked another nigga dick. Like he may not know it, but I know it.
Mm. Oh, I wonder if it's a competition thing. Like, I know I can suck dick, so I'm gonna suck your dick real good.
Better than your girlfriend or your wife.
You don't even want it.
I think like if niggas. The way that females would, like, ruin a relationship, like, you know, you heard a female, the side chick, call, like, that nigga just came and did this. Like, if some of us did that with, like, the husband, it's like, do you know that bitch literally just sucked my dick before she came to your house? Like, if we just, if it was more of us, because I think niggas do it. I'm not going to say niggas don't do it.
I don't think niggas do that.
Nah, I think niggas definitely do it.
I feel like if you do that to a woman, then you don't care about her safety.
No, you don't.
Because you don't know if
she don't care about mine.
Yeah, but why are you calling her husband like to say that?
Shit, it be females out there calling niggas wives and shit. Like,
yeah, because usually I ain't gonna say.
Come on,
some wives do be doing the whole murder, suicide thing.
So you don't care about my life.
That was what was my man's from what the fuck was his name for the Titans?
Steve McNair,
yeah. That was his mistress, though.
She killed him.
It was a mistress that killed him and herself. And the wife found out about it on the news, didn't she?
Something like that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So women are suicide bombers. Men are suicide bombers. Like, not today.
Lorenzo Wright, his wife.
Who?
I mean,
there gotta be signs before she
hit
like
on
that
bro.
Happened.
She put a hit on bro.
That's nuts.
Who?
With the deacon.
Lorenzo Wright. Lorenzo Wright.
Lorenzo Wright. From Memphis?
Memphis.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Put a hit on, bro, with the deacon.
It got to be signs, though. Like, that shit don't just happen.
Who's the deacon in the church?
Lorenzo Wright was?
The dude that killed him.
Oh, okay.
The dude that killed him was the deacon?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Yeah. Can you imagine
Hell ain't never had a spot for somebody.
Can you imagine finding out your spouse is dead at a hotel with their mistress or... Not mistress. What is it for men?
Side chick.
Oh, yes.
What's the word for men? It ain't mistress.
I don't know, but...
I don't know.
Anyway,
is she rich? Because if she's rich...
Yeah, she rich and she dead. Salute. In there with her side.
Thank you, brother. For all this money that's finna come to me.
I mean... I knew she was dead.
Man, she gonna have the worst funeral ever.
I just was waiting for y'all to tell me.
How you know she was dead?
I was there when it happened.
No! Not my baby!
Have you ever been caught up online? Have you ever been caught up online?
What do you mean?
Like, with men?
I don't. What do you mean?
Like, have you been ever been caught up or blasted online?
Caught up or blasted, as in what?
Fucking around, cheating.
No. And the man put you on blast.
No, my times that I had in my cheating days was like pre social media stuff. So I ain't never been like blasted or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I don't think they even really cared enough to even blast me. It just was like, oh, okay, well. Mm-hmm. We was young. Like, man, they don't. I think men are more resilient when it comes to stuff like that.
Nah, not like no cheating shit. There was an incident about crab legs one time that went.
Oh, yeah, that went horribly wrong. Jesus.
That went horribly wrong, but I wasn't cheating. Just,
yeah. Skinny?
Was it online? I think so.
Oh shit!
I've definitely got the, you know, somebody then found out, but I don't know if it was snooping and then the person just ended up telling. I fuck with him. Mm. It was a situation like that.
Yeah.
But luckily it wasn't like blasted.
Yeah.
So, but I definitely got caught up.
Mm. What about you?
But normally I already told on myself.
Have you ever been, not necessarily blasted, but have you been caught online?
Nah.
Never?
I was always, man, look, man, I'm not fucking with nobody that got nothing to lose. And yeah, go ahead. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and do what you got to do. See, boy, when it comes back. But other than that, man, nah. I haven't. Now, I have done, back in the day, I was venting like a motherfucker when I was getting. Yeah, I was. Shit.
Oh, when you was getting caught, you was venting? Or when you was catching them, you was venting?
Yeah.
You was catching them, you was venting?
Yeah, way back in the day. Way back in
the day. Were they supposed to be calling out by name?
Nah, I'm going in. Yeah, I'm going in, buddy. Hey, I'm going in, buddy.
Or her and him?
Her.
I think that's a general consensus, though, when it comes to you. Like, you already, people know you will definitely go there.
No, I won't. Mm-hmm. I won't. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you will. Like,
nah. We've had one or two.
No, and then after that, I don't even say nothing. So see, I never know when we got shit going on.
I have, no.
I don't say nothing.
What ended up happening? No, fuck that, because you're not going to make me the villain.
I'm not quick on my feet, so my response is I'll be thinking about it way later, and then you done ate me up on the internet, so I don't do that.
See, what I'll do is I'll put a short little sub out there. It's like I'm throwing the wand out there.
Okay.
And she'll come back and say some stupid shit, and then it's...
And then he'll send me a text and say, do you want to go there? Cause let me know if you want to go there. Let me know what you want to do. What I'm gonna say back to that? Like, let me just delete my little.
Because sometimes it don't be nothing about. Sometimes it don't be about you. It just be a generalization.
Nah, you be subs. It be subs sometimes.
See, I don't be having. I think the issue in relationships is men don't really be having nobody to vent to like that.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Women do that shit with their friends, so that's why when we get around y'all friends, the energy be weird.
Facts.
See, y'all be running off at the mouth.
Cause they know. That's true. Yeah, they know all the shit.
Yeah.
And it don't even be all the shit. No, it'd be some fucking
be
one-sided emotional
story.
Bullshit. Yeah. And that'd be fucked up. And I don't like that. Why, you know what I'm saying? Why you ruin good moments like that? You know what I'm saying? I don't want to kick it with these. No, not as a couple, not as nothing.
Are you
You didn't
triggered?
Dog me out.
Are you triggered?
No. Yeah. But you didn't dog me out. No, I don't want to kick. No.
Nah, that's definitely a thing.
But it don't be just a one-sided thing. Like, we're usually you be... So dogging both of them out, like
everybody putting their dirt in the pot.
Yeah, and all then right. We know you better not say nothing about my dude, and
see,
I better
trash.
Not say nothing about yours.
What
just listen.
What we was just talking about integrity. In fuck integrity. That is the word of the fucking day.
I don't think it's dogging you out. It's saying how you feel in the moment. No, fuck that.
You dogging me. You dogging your partner out to your friends in hopes that he'll never hear it.
It's not dogging him out. No, it's saying how integrity. You feel about a situation.
That's trash.
It's not that dogging. It's not dogging him out. It's saying how you feel in the moment. Like, he made me feel this way. It's not like, oh, I can't stand a nigga. He don't ever do nothing, blah, blah, blah. It's not that.
I feel like when women do that, it'd be like a compare and contrast type of situation now, because you didn't probably vent it to her about every nigga. And now, like, yeah, that's similar to the one nigga. Like, that's why I don't like that shit.
What?
Like, you know, like, I think that, like, when, because you always vent about whatever relationship you in to your best friend. Normal female's best friend's been your best friend forever.
Yeah.
So if this nigga do something that happens to be similar to what happened 10, 15 years ago, to her is comparing, like, well, that nigga, what, you know, remember? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's how I be looking at shit. Like, don't put me in a situation where a motherfucker can compare me to the last motherfucker.
No, you know the situation, you know, and I've been in this situation one time, and it wasn't even like a girlfriend, boyfriend situation, but this was somebody I fucked with, right?
Yeah.
I've been in a situation where two best friends have fallen out, started going to war on social media. Oh, that's and terrible. Airing out all the dark. Now that is fucked up.
That's terrible.
I've aired out a situation on social media once.
Jesus. Somebody you was dealing with?
Yes. She kept on bothering me about chicks on Facebook, and I just made a post, like, and it got bad for me.
No, I mean, like, okay, so Skinny, have you ever been fucking with a girl, right? Or fucking with a woman, and her best friend fall out? But all of this is happening on social media. And you was the person that's fucking with one of them is looking at.
Oh, you seen all the dirt.
All the dirt. And you like.
Nah.
Did I know you?
Damn.
Hell yeah. That best friend shit, man. Shit.
I ain't never had that shit.
Was you involved in any of the dirt that was being spilled?
No, but it was some shit happening while she was fucking with me that I was like. Damn, you know what I'm saying? And the friendship is, it's weird to me, right? The friendship is, I feel like women use the best friend and the friend word so they can pour bullshit onto each other. It's what they call that shit. What's the word? When you sharing your hurt and shit.
Trauma bonding.
That's all this shit is. That's 99% of friendships. It's like, damn. So now when we kicking it, you want me to kick it with the couple and shit? No. I don't know nothing about none of you niggas up in here. I don't want to hear nothing about none of you niggas in here. But y'all know about, y'all think I ain't shit up in here. Fuck y'all.
Not for it.
I ain't got, that's it.
Well, for the record, I've never said you ain't shit.
Get
up out of here.
Hey, you can follow us on Twitter at @views_from_the_7, on Instagram at @views_from_the_7, on TikTok at @views_from_the_7. Hey, Mike, there's a certain comedian on there you can blank out.
Yeah.
Shout out to that, brother. This all love. Facebook at @views_from_the_7. Hey, man, we up out of here. Peace.